Could we maybe ask King Pang and Jiang Tong to give us a first comment on their performance of today, please?
Thank you all for coming. I think that our performance tonight is very great, and I still feel like it's a dream.
Thank you. Could we have also a comment from the bronze medalist, Aliona and Robin?
I think everybody knows that we are a little bit disappointed. Our performance tonight was not the one we wanted to show tonight. And of course, what else can I say?
Thank you. The floor is open to questions. Welcome.
Daniel Weiss, AAP Television. Robin, in German or in English?
In English.
In English, first. Okay. What happened at the accident? Why did it go wrong? And how did you lose? Did you win bronze in your feeling, or did you lose everything?
I think it's the pressure that's built up itself maybe in your mind. It's the Olympic Winter Games, it's only this one long program in 4 years, and of course you want to skate clean if you want to go gold medal, and you have just one chance to do a double axel. And maybe it was too much for myself, and I felt in the air that there's something wrong, and I tried to do my best, but the result is everybody knows what happened, and of course I think if we wake up tomorrow, then at least we feel that we won.
Thank you. So we welcome the gold medalist Chu Cheng and Hongbo Zhao. Could you give us a first comment on your performance, please?
We're very happy today. Of course, this is a dream come true, and we've had this dream for many, many, many years. And we've been in competition for many years, and we've won other medals. But every time we saw the national anthem being sung, and then also to raise our national flag, we always wish that this is the Olympic Games. And today we achieved our goal. We're very happy.
Thank you.
A question for Shannon Zhao. For the first time since 1960, the Russians or Soviets did not win the pairs.
Sorry, I can't hear you. Where are you?
You are too close to the loudspeaker. Can you just look? Thank you.
For the first time since 1960, the Soviets or Russians did not win the pairs competition. Is it meaningful in any way to defeat the Russians?
1960年到现在的第一次双人滑的金牌不是落在俄罗斯的队里，那么你们能摘下这面牌子，有没有觉得特别有什么意义？
我觉得很多的记录都是为了被打破。我觉得昨天就有记者问过我，说的是否要打破俄罗斯的垄断。我觉得终会有人去突破的，所以这是奥运会，也是奥运会的一种精神。
And my belief is that the records are set there to be broken at some point. Yesterday, some journalists asked me that is it possible to break the monopoly from the Russian team? And my response is that I always believe that the records are there, but someday, at some point, somebody will break it. And I think that this is also an embodiment of Olympic spirit. And Shen just added that. And also, this is an attraction of the Olympic Games. Thank you.
Eva Simeoni, Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung. A question to Robin. You had this incident at the double axel, and I suppose you knew that the gold was gone in that moment. How could you manage to continue?
But that's why we do our practice every day, just to stand up and to end our performance as good as possible. And that's what we needed tonight. So do a mistake and don't think about the mistake. Just stand up and skate as good as you can. So that.
Thank you.
It's a sort of double question. Question for Pang Qing, Peng Jian. Can you please describe what was going through your mind as your routine progressed and you were nailing one element after the next, and at the end when you kissed the ice and the crowd rose to give you a standing ovation? And a question to all three teams at the same time, what are your next plans for Worlds, or are you going to Worlds a lot?
此时此刻我还感觉到自己非常高兴，非常开心。那一刻，不知道是什么力量驱使我去这样做。我只能说我感谢在场所有的观众，给了我这份力量和勇气，完成了一套这么完整、这么精彩的场景。
At this moment, I'm still very thrilled. And when I kissed the ice at the end of the program, I don't know what got into me. I was, I felt this power that made me do that. And I just want to thank all the spectators supporting us. They gave me the power, and they gave me the courage. And then that's why we were able to put out a complete and then a perfect program tonight.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Shen Jiang, Philip Hirsch of the Chicago Tribune. When you came onto the ice, you applauded your teammates. You knew how well they had skated. What were you thinking that you had to do? Did it make you even more, a little more nervous, knowing that they had been so brilliant?
感觉他们玩得非常好，所以给他们很多的掌声。然后那时候回点自己呢，我觉得只要站在场上完成自己的，然后尽量能完成得很好，所以只是去在每个动作里是按自己的想法去做。
Yes, before we set our been on the ice, we saw them just to finish their program, and it was an excellent program. So, of course, we felt really happy for them, and we applauded to them. But at the moment, I was just thinking that now it's my turn to finish my program in the finest way that I can possibly achieve. And I was just focused on myself, and then I was very concentrated. I was thinking that I need to be very concentrated, and I just want to execute every element in the finest way possible. That's what I was thinking.
Thank you. So the last two questions, I'm sorry. So we have one over there, and you're next.
Thank you. The question is for Shane Jia. What's your next goal? Are you going to stay on, or are you going to retire, maybe having a baby?
I think that it's kind of hard to continue skating, so maybe it's time to have a baby.
Nice, last question for you, gentlemen. I'm sorry, we are a bit under time pressure.
我是哈尔滨新闻报的记者。我想问一下申雪红博，你们现在已经实现了自己运动生涯的一个最高梦想，那我就想问问你们下一个目标是什么？会不会对推动哈尔滨青少年滑冰事业跟这个问题有关？谢谢。
I'm from Harbin News. My question is for Shen Xue Zhao Hongbo. As athletes, you have reached your goal in terms of your sports. My question is, what is your next goal? Will it be something related to your other cause, which is to promote the figure skating for the young people in Harbin?
哈尔滨是我在家乡，我觉得能够为哈尔滨的青少年去做一些事情，我觉得还是这是我应该做的。但是像我这两年在深圳的就有自己的滑冰学校，而且也做得非常好。那么哈尔滨也是我希望去做，但是可能受一些条件的限制吧。 所以有一天，我希望会为哈尔滨去做一些事情。因为哈尔滨是我们的家乡嘛，所以我觉得，为家乡做这个事，我们历史的成长也是非常应该去做的。希望我们拿了今年的奥运金牌，能更多的哈尔滨的小孩子，也是让全中国的小孩子去喜欢滑冰。Of
course, Harbin is our hometown. I really hope that there's something that I can do to help the young people to enjoy the sports more. And as you know, that in the past 2 years, we actually established a skating school in Shenzhen. And the school is actually doing very good. But there's still some certain conditions that have to be met before I can start a similar cause in Harbin. And it is our hometown, so we should contribute more. And to help the young people there. So my hope is that our gold medal tonight can inspire more young people, not just in Harbin, but in whole China, to try the sport and to engage in figure skating. Thank you.
So the last question.
Hongbo, congratulations again for winning. I know you had a hard time, and there are very similarities to Robin and Aljona 4 years ago. You won bronze in Torino. You were very disappointed and quit after. They are very disappointed now, won bronze. How could you convince Robin? What was your motivation to continue another 4 years so they come back and win gold?
Advice is that don't wait until you're 37 to get your gold.
Thank you very much. We close here this press conference. Thank you all for your participation, and again, congratulations.